listeners from Between Two Ovaries.
Thank you so much for your support at the end of this year, and please keep listening for everything we have planned next year.
We've got lots coming up in the new year for you, lots of new episodes, and also some very special guests.
So make sure you have listened to all of our episodes and review them if you like them, and follow us on Instagram, and we'll keep you updated on things that are coming up. So has anyone opened their advent calendars yet?
Every single day, first thing in the morning.
What advent calendar have you got?
It's courtesy of my mum, because at age 24 she still buys my advent calendar.
My mum buys my advent calendar.
I also have an advent calendar for my mum.
It's such a mum thing to do.
I don't have one.
You got offered one.
My mum asked if I wanted one, and I said no. I was like, no mum, I'm too old for that.
I genuinely think you've lost the plot.
I'm going to have to buy my own. Maybe you can give me one of yours.
Yeah, you can donate. Well, instead I'll give Eleanor one, because my mum buys me the like £1 or... No shade.
I like £2.50 now with
inflation prices. Yeah, how much have you gone up to? The Cadbury's like classic ones, yeah. And it's just a little square. And she adopted my best friend. So she's had one for the last like 4 years, which I've accidentally stolen. And
is this the one that I'm having?
Yeah, I texted her the other day and I was like, "Have you got your advent calendar?" Because I'm not home for Christmas in Scotland. My mum like sent me down with all my Christmas presents, and it was chaos leaving her house and then like going back to Mary-Ann's.
First Christmas away from home.
Yeah, heartbreaking.
We'll look after you.
I've imported everything Scottish that I need. But I texted Mary-Ann and I was like, "Have you got your advent calendar? Because I've got three. So I do need to give them away."
Well,
I've only opened one. I've only started eating one, so it's okay.
I don't know why, I just thought it was too mature for one this year, but clearly...
I genuinely think you've lost the plot.
Yeah,
what
have you got?
Well, ours is like a military operation in the house in the morning, because Zachary has like 500,000 advent calendars because of, I think, like a miscommunication. But he's living his best life. Actually living his best life. And opens all of his and then brought mine in and was just like, "Mum, I found yours. Shall I open it?" I'm like... Yeah, you can do. And you open yours. He's like, he's got this.
He sees his opportunity.
He's totally got this. Opened mine and he was like, Shall I have half of it? I was like,
"What one is it? How big is? What's he getting half
I've got
of?
A chocolate orange one. It's actually immense. Yeah. So good. So we're going to see my sister at the weekend, and he already said, he asked my mum, he was just like, What advent calendar has Auntie Liz got?
Do I want it?
Do you think I'll be able to help her? Her advent calendar?
I like the way he thinks.
Yeah.
Planning ahead.
Always on the chocolate. Always on the chocolate.
I've got a Malteser one that my mum got me.
Oh, Malteser's good.
My dog has a dog treat one.
My cat's
very
got
cute.
One.
I need to get one for the cats. What have you got?
Ivy's got a catnip one. And it's actually, do you know, you could have one between the two. Because it's this massive square and it breaks into four.
Yeah.
But what are we on, the 4th of December? I've trained her now, apparently, in 3 days, that I keep it in my room because I keep the door shut during the day so she can't steal it. But it's catnip treats, so she gets high. She has a great time. She will only have it on my bedroom carpet.
Oh,
she'll have it right there.
That's her preferred place.
I tried the other day to like bring her out the room and like put it in the living room so she could have it during the day. And she was like, "No, I'm sitting right here." And
this
it.
Is my, like, my spot for the catnip. Thank you very much. I'm going to have to get one for the cats. I think they would love that. And I would probably love it more.
Still
have them
I get on sale. To see my dog later today, so I'm going to give her it.
Yeah.
And then I made an advent calendar for my boyfriend.
This was cute.
It's very cute, but I didn't get an advent calendar back from him.
Oh. Not even a chocolate one.
He didn't know I was making him one, so...
He had to.
He was meant to brain read and know that.
Why is he not reading
it's
your
It's actually,
mind?
Alison, yeah. This is immense. I've seen it.
Oh, it's so good.
What's it
yeah.
like? It's a big
I've told many people
box.
About it because it's like...
so and I painted it and did like different
good luck at me.
Little festive stuff on each window and I put chocolates in the drawer. Lindor chocolates as well.
Oh, I got a leftover on.
Oh, yeah, great.
Did she tell you
what actually happened to these?
Does George know this? No, he doesn't know yet, but this will come out after he's eaten it, I think. Yeah, that's fine. But I got little Lindor bears and they didn't fit in the drawer, so I had to squish their heads off. I squished their heads down. And then just shoved them into the drawer. But they'll taste the same.
I wasn't thinking about that story. I was thinking about the story there should have been like three chocolates in each drawer, but you've like hoovered up one of the chocolates in each drawer.
A few of the drawers had little chocolate sprouts in, and they had three chocolate sprouts in, and I was really hungry.
Three's
that
a crowd.
Was all I had. So
who's best?
I took one out of the top one, then I thought...
He doesn't want diabetes.
Now some of them have two of them, so I'm going to have to go back through. So I ate one sprout from each of the drawers. I've also eaten the first day of his advent calendar, but I think that's fine. He's seen it, but he hasn't taken it home, so he left it with me. So
it's his own fault then.
I'll eat one, and then he can have the others, because he'll have three to catch up on when I give him
it.
I can't believe Zachary didn't hoover that.
Yeah, he did ask.
So now in a few drawers, if there's only one chocolate, it was Zachary.
Yeah. I do love those chocolate sprouts, though. I feel like they're better than the chocolate coins.
So good. Oh, see, I love a chocolate coin, but they're kind of sort of like open.
I like the really strong little circle ones. I think they're
lovely. Right, guys, well, have a fab Christmas, and we will see you for more recording after Christmas.
Yes.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.